This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Even though harvest season has just gotten underway in Iowa, growers are already thinking about and making plans for the 2025 growing season. Brian Perry is the head of U.S. Seeds and Traits at BASF, and he says that as farmers prepare for next season, they need to be thinking not only about making the right seed selection, but also striving to get the best seed placement in their fields to ensure optimal yields. We will hear more from Brian Perry of BASF next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous. But they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
As growers already begin to make plans for 2025, seed selection is not the only major decision that farmers need to get right, says Brian Perry of BASF.
For us, you know, it's not just about the products, it's how they get used. So we spend a lot of time going back to the research side to think about seed placement. You know, fun fact, if you look at the Farmers Independent Research of Seed Technologies trials, so this is a third-party group we believe in using in, so that's part of the 5,000 trials on soybeans. The difference between the top yielding soybean variety and the last place soybean variety is about 20 bushels. So if you're a grower, you've got the exact same investment tied up in the acre, but you lost 20 bushels because you made a bad decision. So we've spent a lot of time researching our varieties, how they perform, where they fit, to ensure that not only are you getting a high quality soybean seed, you're putting the right bean on the right acre.
For the 2025 season, growers will have the option to choose new genetics developed by BASF as part of its Zitavo soybean seed line, says Perry.
Today, 98% of all the soybean genetics sold into the market comes out of four major breeding programs. So BASF will be the fifth, and that's important because you need genetic diversity to help push yields higher, to help diversify risk within growers' operations. So for our Zitavo soybean brand in 2025, we have 12 new varieties that will be coming out for the first time ever out of our breeding program.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.